It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, NPR's Paula Poundstone will be in Green Bay this weekend. We'll talk to her about life in the funny lane.
First, the battle over transportation continues on here in Wisconsin. With delays coming for some of the biggest highway construction projects in the state, Governor Scott Walker's administration is calling on the state legislature to approve $200 million in new borrowing this year to keep those projects on schedule.
But it appears that not all Republicans are on board with that plan. Some are expressing skepticism over the prospect of more borrowing, meaning Democratic votes might be needed to get the plan passed.
Here with us now to take a look at the roads funding picture is Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So $200 million this year in borrowing for roads projects, that's what Governor Walker's asking for. What would that money be used for?
That is supposed to set five major projects that have already been delayed a little closer to schedule. These projects would still be delayed, but if they get this money and a supplemental borrowing in the next fiscal year as well, then instead of a two-year delay, we would have a one-year delay.
Now, it's a little weird. This money is sort of pre-approved, but the governor has to get the legislature to tap into it. Is that right?
That's right. So they had a huge fight in the budget. Republicans control everything in state government, but they disagreed over how to do highway funding. Money's not keeping up from the gas tax with the construction plans that the DOT has. Walker wanted to borrow $1.3 billion, which would have been a record amount. Republicans in the legislature said that's too much. Scaled it back to $500 million that the administration would automatically get, and then held another $350 million in reserve, saying that if the administration asked for it and specified which projects would benefit from it, then the budget committee for the legislature could release that money. And now the Walker administration wants $200 million, sort of its first piece of that additional money, and Republicans in the legislature are split as to whether to let it go.
Yeah, let's talk about that response from Republicans in particular. Some key players lining up on both sides of this, it looks like.
Yeah, so it's split among Republicans. It seems to be pretty cleanly split between the Senate and the Assembly. One of the fights as they decided how much to borrow for roads was the zoo interchange in southeastern Wisconsin, a major project. All the Republicans there said they needed to make sure to keep that on track. The outstate Republicans said, we understand that's an important project, but we don't want to be faced with all of these delays. So they came up with this compromise. The Assembly Republicans felt like they thought there was a pretty clear deal that they would eventually get this money. Now Senate Republicans are saying, we're not sure we want to put that money out because this would affect other funding. The state would have to pay this back, and that might interfere with getting enough money for schools as well as for roads.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about transportation funding and a request from the governor for borrowing a couple hundred million this year, $150 million, I believe, next year to get some stalled road projects back into action. So one thought is, since some Republicans are for it, some are against it, this could get passed with a coalition, if you will, between some Republicans and some Democrats who support these projects. Is that a likely outcome?
The Democrats will likely be decisive in this, and they're usually frozen out of sort of major decisions because they're in the minority in both houses. With Republican split on the Joint Finance Committee, there's just four Democrats on that 16-member committee, but their votes would be crucial in getting this passed unless Senate Republicans start changing their mind.
So when would this money kick in, assuming it gets approved? When would road projects start up, or have they really still been going and the delay hasn't started yet?
Yeah, so I believe all of the projects are underway. There might be one or two that aren't, but effectively, these are projects that take multiple years. We're talking about like the expansion of I-39 from the state line to Madison. That's two lanes in both directions now. It expanded to three lanes in both directions. So that's going to take many years to do. They've started the initial work on that. The delays don't mean anything stops. It just means that instead of being, say, a six-year project, it's going to be an eight-year project. So if they can, if they approve that this fall yet, the bids can be let for next spring, and the work, they can do a little bit of catch-up. But again, even if they get all of this additional bonding that they want, these five projects are still going to be delayed by a year. It's just that the alternative would be a two-year delay.
at the core of this long-running debate over transportation funding is the idea that, gas is getting used more efficiently, so the gas tax doesn't pay for it. People have been arguing variously for an increase in the gas tax, some kind of user fees for cars, other ways to raise revenue outside of borrowing. Does there appear to be any kind of increasing appetite for doing one of those things in the legislature?
It does not appear that they're going to really take on that issue until the next budget. And again, you know, they've struggled with this for the last several budgets. It's always debated to some extent. It's really starting to come to a point where, there are immediate effects, at least in the world of state politics, on these decisions. You know, this is the first time where, after the legislature made a decision, these kinds of delays were announced. So they are at a crucial point where they have to decide that they're going to find more money for roads, or they're going to slow down the initial plans, and find that the orange barrels would be up for longer. It's a debate that's going to go on, and who knows how it'll go, but we probably won't really have lawmakers debating that issue again until after the next election in a year and a half or so.
And briefly, in Wisconsin's survey results out today, 44% of people said they'd prefer raising fees like gas tax or registration fees. 29% said, yeah, they're okay with borrowing money. Everyone else, this is a big chunk of people, said neither, other, or not sure. So we're not going to see a long-term fix anytime soon, it sounds like.
Well, although politicians and people in state government are aware that these things are coming, sort of rising to the top as concerns, drivers aren't necessarily noticing anything and probably wouldn't notice anything until things got much worse. It's, nobody's eager to raise their taxes. And, if a road takes a couple more years, and especially if it's not in your area, you might not really consider that a problem. So politicians, if they do decide to go down the try to raise more money for roads, they're going to have to go out there and persuade the public that it's something that's needed.
Patrick, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Patrick Marley with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about the latest on proposed borrowing for roads here in Wisconsin.